Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed blessing.
So like a donkey. Hee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, February 4th goes to Brett Favre.
What about Brett Favre?
That's right, Brett Favre. Okay, you know, either people don't know, don't show, or don't give a damn about their own hypocrisy, okay? Because Brett Favre yesterday was the pot calling the kettle black, and it doesn't help that the kettle he was talking about was a black man, a black quarterback. But this isn't about race, okay? This is about hypocrisy and Wrangler jeans, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. Everyone at some point in life has been a hypocrite. You will not leave this planet without being a hypocrite. It happens to the best of us. And listen, I'm not even opposed to folks changing their minds. You should be allowed to do that. But you have to acknowledge that your stance has changed. Because when it comes out of the left cornfield on a tractor with some Wrangler jeans on and a MAGA endorsement, then you will probably be called on it. And that's where we are this morning, because Brett Favre was on with Yahoo Sports, and he was interviewing with a young lady named Minty Betts, and he was asked about Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, who officially requested a trade from the Texans less than 6 months after signing a four-year contract extension worth $160 million. Drop on the clues bonds for Deshaun Watson, man. Good brother.
Yep.
He was on Breakfast Club a few weeks ago. Now, we all know trade requests have been happening in all sports since forever. Okay, it's a number of reasons folks want to be traded. Usually it's because they're not happy. The reason they usually aren't happy is because the team they are on constantly loses. If the team they are playing for isn't making any moves to build up the team and put real talent around the star player, they want to be out. I'm not mad at it. But Brett Favre has a different take than me. Let's go to Yahoo Sports for the report, please.
When I entered the league, it was almost unheard of for a player to demand basically anything. I'm kind of old school. I think you get paid a ton of money to do a certain job and just do it and let the chips fall where they may. I think we make too much money to voice an opinion, but I'm not saying he's wrong. I think it's a different day and time.
I think we make too much money to voice an opinion. We should just play and let the chips fall where they may. Let's unpack this, as my therapist says. What does that even mean? Okay, I think we make too much money to voice an opinion. The fact that a person makes that much money is all the reason they should have an opinion. He's the franchise quarterback. They should ask him about any decisions in regards to the team. Players, coaches, ain't no letting the chips fall where they may when you the franchise player. If I'm the franchise player, I should be able to voice my opinion about the franchise. I want to win. And when you want to win, you ask for certain things. Brett Favre, did you let the chips fall where they may when you requested a trade in 2007? Listen, Brett, I'm talking to you. Okay, stop playing backyard football with your dog for a second and listen to me. Did you let the chips fall where they may when you requested a trade from the Green Bay Packers in 2007? Would you like to know why Brett Favre requested a trade? Because Brett Favre was reportedly upset the Packers were unwilling to trade a fifth-round pick to acquire Randy Moss, who Brett had recruited during that offseason. I would be mad at that too, by the way. Oh, because that was the year Randy Moss got traded to the Patriots, where he caught an NFL record 23 touchdowns in 2007. Okay, while helping the Patriots go undefeated and make it all the way to the Super Bowl before they lost to some bum-ass team. I can't even remember the name. But why didn't they make the deal for Randy Moss? Only God knows. But my point is, Brett Favre is a hillbilly-ass hypocrite. How can you chastise someone for requesting a trade when you did the same exact thing? In 2007, by the way, Brett Favre made $11.8 million. $11 million in base salary, $800,000 in bonuses. How many of y'all out there have ever made almost $12 million in a year? How many of y'all out there have ever almost made $12 million in your life? Forget the $11 million. What about the 0.8? How many of y'all out there making $800,000 a year? Okay, does almost $12 million a year qualify for the I think we make too much money to voice an opinion theory? Because that didn't stop you, Brett. I'm really asking for a friend that doesn't wear Wranglers. Make it make sense, okay? This reminds me of a quote I heard before, and that quote is, one should examine oneself for a very long time before thinking of condemning others. Brett, I know you're comfortable in jeans that are tough. I know you're comfortable in jeans that will last. I know you're comfortable in Wrangler, but you should not be comfortable throwing stones in a glass farmhouse. Please let Brett Favre give. Please let Remy Ma give Brett Favre Ray the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. Now, I know you're wondering where Bad to the Bone just came from. You know, you got to be an uncle or auntie to remember these type of things. Play it.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable in jeans that last. I'm comfortable in Wrangler.
That's right. You got to be an uncle or auntie to remember those type of things. Okay?
Why are you talking like that?
Did you ever wear Wranglers?
No.
Brett Favre never made you wear Wranglers?
No.
Me neither. I wonder who are the people that wore Wranglers because of Brett Favre?
White people.
Brett Favre, Ray. Had to be white people, right?
I'm sure you wore like Jabot, right?
I bet you it was so much Wranglers on the Capitol building on January 6th. I guarantee you that if you did a survey, 95% of those people had on Wrangler jeans, bro.
I'm sure there was a lot of Wranglers out there. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.